Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Strolling along the riverfront in Remmark, Bob, as we often do.
We've bumped into each other a few times.
We actually have, yeah, which is a typical, like, Remmark thing. I usually see the same people on the walk. But often, and being school holidays, there are houseboats lined up in front of, like, the Remmark Club there. Mm-hmm. Some really nice ones. Frank Turton and his Chookman boat was out there.
Classic.
It's great. It's all part of the Riverland experience. So I've walked past, seen maybe, I don't know, there was like two or three, I think, houseboats lined up along the riverfront. It's like, cool, that's nice. Kept walking, turned around, came back, and on the return, there was a guy, an older gentleman, on the front deck of one of the houseboats, and he was bending over, and let's just say he really needed to pull his pants off.
Oh, wow.
I saw everything. Everything.
Everything.
And there was no escaping it. It was right there. I was on that path that goes directly like along the riverfront. And I didn't know what to do or where to look. But I felt like I'd accidentally invaded this person's privacy. But also, it was the riverfront. There were children out.
I imagine someone in the Redmark Club chowing down some garlic prawns.
Oh, no. Don't ruin garlic prawns for me.
Sorry, they don't deserve to be brought into this.
Do not bring garlic prawns into this. Like, there are kids out and about. There are families. It was just, like, he obviously didn't notice, which I don't understand anyway. I feel paranoid about the height of my pants, even at the best of days. You know, I feel a bit of a breeze. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I don't know how he didn't notice. It was a chilly day. It was a bit windy. But
cool, he
just let it happen. And Riverland, I want to know from you, what did you see that you didn't need to see? 858-23931 is our number. Please give us a call. Maybe you saw the exact same site I did. I don't know.
I'd love that.
Justin from Loveday has also called in this morning to help make us feel a little bit better about what we've seen. Justin, what did you see that you didn't need to?
Well, I worked at an auto parts company quite a few years back, and we had this guy that owned the company. He was in his 80s, lovely guy. He used to walk around, say hello to everyone all the time, but he was at that age where they have no shame anymore.
Mm.
So this involves our toilets at work. So you go and you can either use the urine or you could either use one of the stalls. This guy, the elderly gentleman who owns the company, I walk in, look straight up. He's using one of the stalls, has the door open, but he's a side peer. He's peeing sideways across the toilet bowl, and I saw everything.
Oh, no. I didn't even know that was a thing. Because I obviously don't stand when I use the toilet. But, wow, that would have been a sight.
That was, and let's just say I'm not looking forward to getting old.
Maniac, what advantage is there? Of the side, there's less room, less distance.
Yeah, I still cringe about this very day, guys. I think I'll show myself out.
That's more...
Yeah, yep.
That's worse than seeing any flesh. I think, actually, that question... Yeah, you didn't need to see
definitely.
That.
Yeah.
Hearing about that is bad enough. Thank you so much.
Yeah.